It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Bears are up 21-17, 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Hamp will be in Cause coming up at 3 o'clock. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. My sister Mary is a rock star. She is 13 years cancer-free. Wow. How about that? Think about eight women that you know. One person in that eight will be diagnosed with breast cancer. That is unacceptable. Joining us from Northwestern Hospital to talk breast cancer awareness is Dr. Swati Kulkarni. It's very good to see you again.
It's nice to see you, too.
The last time we saw each other was Dancing with the Chicago Celebrity.
That's right. A lot of fun.
How did we both get involved in that? Who talked us into that? It's just crazy. Yeah. One in eight women. This is just mind-boggling to me. Yeah. It really is. I mean, that's too much.
I agree. It's the most common cancer that women get.
And I can probably rattle off 10 women that I know that have had breast cancer. However, I can rattle off 10 women, those same 10 women that are breast cancer survivors. So we've come leaps and bounds over the years.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the great stories about breast cancer is we've made huge strides in terms of treatment.
Can I go through some stats and you
sure.
can comment?
Sure.
95% of all breast cancers in the U.S. occur in women 40 and older.
That's true.
So it's so important to get a mammogram.
Absolutely. So every woman should get a mammogram once a year starting at age 40.
Getting a mammogram can help reduce the number of deaths from breast cancer by 30 to 40% among women between 40 and 70.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Again, you can't stress it enough.
Wow. What do you say to people that have never gone in for a mammogram? I just don't understand it.
I mean, I think that, you know, we just have to stress that you can catch cancer at a very early stage and then it's very treatable.
So especially nowadays, right, doctor?
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, highly curable.
Absolutely. When we catch breast cancer at its earliest stages, we can cure it.
Breast cancer deaths have been declining since 1990 thanks to early detection, better screening, increased awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Each year, it is estimated that over 220,000 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer and more than 40,000 will pass away.
Yes, I know. That statistic is, you know, incredible, right? It's 250,000 women a year.
Right.
But again, we have made tremendous strides in terms of diagnosis and treatment.
Tell me about this new study that you have at Northwestern.
So I have this study called the PROMISE study. And so the PROMISE study, PROMISE stands for Prevention of Menopause Symptoms and Breast Cancer Invasion. And so the goal of the study is to study a drug that is actually already FDA approved to treat women with hot flashes and sleep disturbances and issues with thinning bones.
Okay.
And we're trying to see if this drug, not only can it help with menopause, but it can actually prevent breast cancer, invasive breast cancer.
What is the drug? What's in the drug?
So the drug is made of two different compounds. One compound we know is protective of breast cancer, and actually the other compound is estrogen. And they put these two compounds together, and they actually accentuate their positive characteristics.
Okay.
And they sort of eliminate or reduce the downsides or the side effects. It's really a terrific drug.
I thought we were always taught that estrogen increases breast cancer in women.
I know. So that's that. I think the thing with the people always think that hormones are bad, but I think it's just not a black and white issue. So, you know, what we've learned is that estrogen, along with the other female hormone progesterone, that can increase your risk of developing breast cancer. But estrogen by itself, in women who have stopped having their monthly cycle or their period, it actually can prevent breast cancer. It can be protective in older women.
Really?
Yeah.
I always wondered about hormone therapy for men and women because, you know, you lose your hormones as you get older. I mean, guys, you know, the muscle tone and the whole deal, and women with the estrogen.
Right. So like I said, it's we're really learning more about these medications. So estrogen by itself, the problem with giving estrogen by itself is that if you give it by itself, it can cause other cancers. So that's why we don't tell women to take it
okay.
by itself. But again, the nice thing about the medication that I am studying is that the two compounds together actually prevent that other cancer. Estrogen by itself can cause uterine cancer, and these two medications together, it has not shown to increase the risk of uterine cancer in large studies.
Is it because the estrogen is in a small dose, or the other ingredient offsets the cancer-causing whatever comes out of the estrogen?
Both of those things are true. The estrogen is in a small dose, but the other compound actually, yeah, it protects the uterus when you put the two compounds together.
How do they find this stuff out? It's just crazy to me. I know they have people that volunteer for these studies, but when you first heard about this, did you say, no, can't use estrogen, can't do it? What was your first reaction?
I mean, I was skeptical, but when you really look at the early studies of this drug, I mean, it's really, the more I study it, every time I read about the medication, you know, the data is really compelling.
How can people be a part of the study? I mean, there's people listening right now that have breast cancer or know someone with breast cancer. How do they get into this study?
So we're looking for women who have just been diagnosed with non-invasive breast cancer. So there's really two types. We think of invasive breast cancer. That's the type of breast cancer where the cancer cells have broken through the milk ducts in the breast.
Okay.
And then there's non-invasive cancer, and that's when the cancer cells are actually still inside the milk ducts. And so those are the women we're looking for. And I just want to mention one thing about the difference between the non-invasive and the invasive breast cancer. So non-invasive breast cancer, actually the main reason we treat it is because we don't want it to become invasive breast cancer. So I think that's a really key thing about the difference between the two. And when we treat non-invasive breast cancer, in general, women, we're curing them of the non-invasive breast cancer. So, but anyway, back to the trial. So we're looking for women who have just been diagnosed with non-invasive breast cancer.
Okay.
And they have to not be having their menstrual cycle or their monthly, their period.
And so postmenopausal?
Postmenopausal women, exactly.
Okay.
And these women will take this medication or a placebo. They'll take it for right before surgery, so for 3 to 5 weeks before they have surgery, so after they're diagnosed and before surgery. And then what we're going to do is we're going to examine the tissue that we've removed at the time of surgery to look for protective effects or in the breast. So we're looking to see that this medication has actually caused certain proteins to help with reducing breast cancer.
Okay. Dr. Swati Kulkarni from Northwestern Hospital is here. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. How long have you been doing this?
15 years.
15 years treating breast cancer.
Yeah.
How important is it to have, I don't know if it's a positive attitude, but how important is it to work on the mind too? It's just not the body, but the mind when you're going through something like this.
I think that's really important. I think I agree with you 100%. It's good to, you know, have a positive attitude. I mean, you know, when you're going through this, I think I can't stress that enough.
Right. I mean, you've seen it all, haven't you? High highs and low lows there.
Right.
It's got to be rough stuff. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it seemed like it probably kicked into gear maybe 5-10 years ago.
Maybe. I think a little longer than
that. It's been going on for a while, but I feel like it's really popular now. I mean, October is a big month. They have the races.
Right.
The NFL is into it now where they wear the pink and everything.
Yeah.
What can we do as normal people to help out? What can we do?
I think in terms of preventing breast cancer
Preventing, getting the word out. Is there something that a normal person can do?
I think it's terrific when people, you know, participate in these walks and those things are great. But I think every woman that you know who's over 40, you should encourage them to get a mammogram. To me, I think that would be the message that I would give.
I don't understand people that don't go to doctors. Why is that? Because I'm a guy, I'm the complete opposite, okay? Uh-huh. My wife is a hypochondriac. She has 15 doctors in her little bin. Uh-huh. I mean, I have an orthopedic surgeon. They're all at Northwestern, by the way. Doc Terry from Northwestern, orthopedic surgeon. I got the urologist, Ted Schaefer, over there. I mean, all my people are at your hospital. Uh-huh. But Dr. Melinda Ring, who runs my blood work, who is a rock star. I love her. But people don't go in for a physical. And women don't go in for their yearly exams. I don't understand it, because information is power. And people say, you know what, I don't want to know. If I'm not feeling unhealthy, then I don't need to go in. What's your response to that?
I think that, you know, it's important to get your screening, whatever screening tests that are recommended. You know, they can identify disorders very early. And if we identify cancer, heart disease, we identify these things very early, oftentimes, again, we can treat them easily and we can sometimes cure them. So it's very important, I think, to go get your yearly checkups.
312-981-7200 is our phone number, also our text line. If you have a question for Dr. Swati Kulkarni from Northwestern Hospital, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we'll talk. I'm going to make you stick around for one more segment, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. In studio with us from Northwestern Hospital is Dr. Swati Kulkarni, who we both did Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with a Chicago Celebrity, I should say, since Dancing with the Stars has the trademark. How did you do?
I was eliminated in the first round.
I don't know what happened, but I was so overprepared and overconfident that I fell right on my face. It was just terrible. I thought I was going to win the whole thing in my head. I'm like, I am the greatest dancer. And I saw in my head I was Gene Kelly, so I visualized them bringing me flowers, and I was eliminated in the first round.
Oh, but it was so much fun. It was really a great
but
time.
But the thing is, we raise money for charity.
Right.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. That's why we do it.
Absolutely.
And it's just wonderful. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I wanted to ask you about the screening process.
Sure.
Most of the women that I know are stage one and stage two, and they get in there early that have had breast cancer, that are breast cancer survivors.
Right.
So it's very important to get in there early.
Absolutely. If you are diagnosed at stage zero, one, or two, you know, we have a great chance with all the amazing treatments we have now of curing you. So it's really important to get in early. And I think one other point I want to stress is if we catch your breast cancer very early, oftentimes you may not need as aggressive treatments as some, you know, you may not need chemotherapy or some of the other treatments. So it's, you know, if you're diagnosed at an early stage, I think that's always, you know, you don't want to get diagnosed, but if you are, it's good to, you know, the treatments are more tolerable.
Give me the difference between the regular screening and the 3D.
So in the past, we had regular screening mammograms it's called two-dimensional mammograms. So they were just two views. And it was very good at picking up small cancers, but the 3D mammogram is really just a step above. Many studies now have been shown that the 3D mammogram can pick up cancers at their earliest stages. So I think that this is a great step forward in terms of screening.
So is that the new process now, the 3D, or do you have to ask for that? How does that work?
I think it depends where you go. At Northwestern, we are mostly doing 3D screening mammogram for everybody.
That's where my wife goes. Her mother passed away in the 90s before I knew her of breast cancer.
Wow.
So she's very aggressive. She started at a young age. Mm-hmm. Her sister finally did the 3D. They finally got a 3D machine in Wausau, Wisconsin. They found it was the size of a salt crystal.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Her tumor, or whatever you want to call it, or maybe it was the cells, and they found it with the 3D screening. Yeah.
It sounds like maybe they identified maybe non-invasive cancer. If they're talking about salt crystals, that's one of the ways that you find non-invasive cancer, or DCIS. It's found by just what we call calcifications on a mammogram. And they often can look like salt crystals.
Wow. I mean, the things that women have to go through in this whole process. I mean, they used to flatten it as flat as a pancake.
Right.
It's crazy, because I used to go with my wife because she was so nervous, you know, every single time. But leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely so. The reason that you came in here, the PROMISE study, can you explain that again if people are just tuning in over at Northwestern?
Sure. So again, it's a study in postmenopausal women who are newly diagnosed with non-invasive or DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ. And this study is actually open all over the country. The lead site is Northwestern. It's open at other locations in Chicago. It's open in the West Region at Del Norte and CDH and at Lake Forest. But then it's also open at some of the leading cancer centers like Dana-Farber, Washington University, and Johns Hopkins. Okay. And we're looking to get 160 patients. We have 37, so we have a long way to go.
Oh, wow. So if people are listening right now and they qualify, go through the qualifications again, what you're looking for?
So we're looking for women who are postmenopausal and newly diagnosed with DCIS. So I think those are the two main characteristics that we're looking for. And I just also wanted to talk about why it's so important to do this study. You know, if we find positive results, so if we show that this medication can potentially prevent invasive breast cancer, you know, so maybe some women may not need surgery. And so I think that would be great if, you know, so that they wouldn't have to go through that. And also, I think one of the other key things about this study that is for women who have had breast cancer and maybe they want to take hormone replacement therapy.
Right.
This medication may be safe for them.
You know, right.
Because right now, women who are all the breast cancer survivors, if they have symptoms of menopause, if they have hot flashes, all these symptoms, they can't take anything. So, you know, it's really, you know, it's really important to get women to participate in this study, and, you know, hopefully we'll have positive results.
Do you think down the road somewhere we'll see hormone replacements for men and women in some form?
Well, I mean, I
know you're a doctor and you're very analytical and you don't want to say the wrong thing on the radio, but I got to believe that's going to be something down the road.
I would say that there are many people who are working in this area.
I'm sure.
So I think that, you know, that's something that will, you know, in 5 or 10 years or maybe even sooner, we'll see medications. I think the question you're asking is, are they going to be safe medications that people can take? So I think people are working on that. I think hormones are just I think we still have so much more to learn about them. That the more I've been in this field, the more I feel like we have a lot more to learn.
Why did you get into this field?
I have to tell you. So the reason I got involved in, you know, I wanted to be a surgeon, and in terms of becoming a cancer surgeon, the main reason is that I really love taking care of cancer patients.
Really?
I found them to be, cancer patients, they have this, you know, they have their life in perspective. It's like a real honor to take care of them. So,
wow.
I
didn't think about it that way. Yeah. I mean, I think it would be very difficult to see cancer patients on a daily basis, but wow, you just spun that right around.
Yeah, and I think also it's, for me, I really feel that it's important to really, I like to educate. I'm an educator too, and I feel like my role is to help people understand their diagnosis and their treatment. I feel like that gives them power.
Sure.
You know, to move forward with their treatment.
Absolutely. I mean, the leaps and bounds that we've come over the years with every type of cancer, the blood cancers too. You talk about leukemia, it's curable nowadays.
Right. Some of the lymphomas are curable, and certainly some of the childhood cancers are curable too. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
1 in 8 women are diagnosed with breast cancer. When is that going to go down? What do you think? Is it right around the corner?
I think that every year, you know, particularly in sort of, you know, in like the United States and other Western countries, we're seeing the incidence. The more we learn about some of the risk factors for breast cancer, you know, the more I think we'll start to see some of the, you know, that 1 in 8 number start to increase. And just, you know, we can talk about some of the common risk factors. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
You know, so for women, you know, women trying to think of things that they can do to help reduce their risk, some of the common things are like lifestyle things that they can do. So, you know, a lot of women, I think, don't know this, but, you know, actually drinking a lot can actually increase your risk of breast cancer if you're drinking more than 3 drinks a week.
Okay. So 3 drinks a week?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that include wine?
Any
oh boy.
One serving, yeah. So.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, things like obviously smoking can increase your risk of breast
cancer. I don't understand people that smoke nowadays. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Who's smoking? You got to quit. They know it's not good for them. They know it's going to cause cancer. Yeah.
And then, you know, even things like obesity, that can also increase your risk of breast cancer. So I think these are things that we can modify. You know, you can cut down on your drinking. You can quit smoking.
Right.
You can exercise, you know.
Move your body.
You know, eat a healthy diet. These are all things that can help reduce your risk of breast cancer.
As I get older and I look around at the environment and the people around me, I feel like if you don't take care of your body, when you hit your 60s, man, it's rough stuff. I've seen it. I saw it with my father, too. He didn't exercise, and he smoked half his life. And he had 60, and it was like, oh, my gosh. And he was sick throughout his entire 60s, and he passed away at 70. You got to take care of your body. Definitely so. You're like, yep, that's right, Pete. Yep, you should come over to Northwestern. Hang out with our researchers. Doctor, thanks for coming in. It's great to see you again.
Thanks. Good to see you, too.
And if people want more information, where can they go?
Okay, there's several places you can go. So if you are, you know, first of all, if you're interested in the PROMISE study, we have a Facebook page. And okay. So that's PROMISE study. It's called the PROMISE study. We have a Twitter handle. It's, you know, at the PROMISE study.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to start following you. Okay.
That would be great. And then obviously Northwestern Lurie Cancer Center, that website will have, will also have information on the study. And then we have a phone number, 312-695-1102. And then finally, of course, that we can all you can always find information about the study and other doctors at Northwestern at nm.org.
The PROMISE study is so easy to find on Facebook and Twitter. That's simple.
Yep.
It is great to see you. You're doing God's work, and I love that you came in on a Sunday during the Bear game.
Thank you for having me.
I took you away from your Bears. And are you on Twitter at all? Can people follow you?
I am on Twitter. It's SWATIKAKULKARNI, so Swati A. Kulkarni, at Swati A. Kulkarni.
I love it. We're going to take a picture, and you're going to throw it up on Twitter, and I'm going to retweet it. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Hamp, OB, and Kaz are coming up next. Bears are up right now in the fourth quarter. They'll have more after 3 o'clock. News is next in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. How fitting, as we have a Northwestern doctor in the studio. It's 720 WGN.